And we got my good friend Tom Pirtle and Doug Scheiding with the Wild Game Crew cook-off team and Rogue Cookers. And I really liked your idea, Doug, to talk a little bit about barbecue sauces, to sauce or not to sauce. And because, you know, you never know. Do you want to add sauce or do you want to let the people make their decision as when do they want to add the sauce? So we'll start with you, Doug. Talk a little bit about, you know, how you approach the barbecue saucing idea.
Actually, last weekend, we were off, but I made some Alabama white sauce. I had never really made that ever, and that's from Big Bob Gibson. It's famous for being on chicken. There's a barbecue restaurant there in Houston. Is it called Fegs? Erin Fegs was on a different podcast, and she was talking that was her favorite sauce. And so I thought I'd give it a try. It's mayonnaise, vinegar, a little bit of sugar, hot sauce, horseradish. It was okay. I can't imagine, you know, trying it on meat. But she says it's like a totally undervalued and underused sauce, and so I just had to try it. I liked a little bit of vinegar, not too much, because I like a little twang to it. I'm a pepper-forward kind of barbecue sauce guy, and not too sweet. That's kind of what I like. You know, there's all kinds of different sauces. My wife has a jalapeno barbecue sauce that's jalapeno blueberry that's perfect on venison. Get out there and play a little bit. I also like a little splash of Asian, like a Szechuan chili oil in barbecue sauces as well. But I love Asian food, so you can just go all over. You know, you can change the whole taste of everything, because as you said, if you put too much on it, it basically overtakes and overpowers the meat.
It really does. Out of the store-bought barbecue sauces, what is your go-to?
Either the Head Country Original or the Head Country Apple Habanero.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago. We R&D'd it at Houston.
Right.
For the first time.
I was afraid it was going to be hot, but it's really not.
It's not. It's definitely not hot. It's a great sauce. It always has been. It's my go-to sauce. My wife likes the original, so I do a combination of Apple Habanero, depending on what I'm doing, or the original. You know, Doug's right. I don't sauce. I let them sauce because it's just too much. But when you're in competition, most people expect KCBS-style barbecue. You sauce because you just got to, particularly on ribs. And I'm working on a Korean barbecue sauce for chicken at competition this year.
Ooh.
It's one that we've used on the quail there back in years past, Michael. You may remember. Mm-hmm. But I'm making a modification that it's a great sauce. You know, it has the soy and those type of elements in it that bring out that Asian flavor. And that kind of stuff's been winning lately, so let's see what it does.
You were talking, Tom, about you're working on chicken this year, and you were doing it in kind of a rotisserie type to that.
Well, that's what I've been working on. I've been working on doing it in a sear. It's a Brazilian type of – same company that does the equipment for Fogo de Chão.
Okay.
Same skewer, same everything. Takes about an hour. One thing that it does do that I like a lot is it kind of takes care of the skin equation for you. Mm-hmm. It will make that skin crispy and bite through. The real issue is trying to time it right so that it comes off so it's not dry. But I really love the fact that if you can take the skin out of the equation, at least this is Tom Pirtle. I'm never went in Houston like Doug has in chicken, but this is my two cents. Taking the skin out of the equation is a good thing. I'm just going to play the odds on that, you know.
Oh, I did forget to mention there's the OG sauce there in that's made by John Lopez there in Houston. That's actually a pretty good sauce because it has both hints of vinegar as well as black pepper in it. And that's sold at Texas Star and as well as Prof-X, I think, as well. And it's really good because it has both the vinegar as well as the pepper in there. So, and a lot of people use Blues Hog in competition. I just find it a little too sweet, although I do like, I think it's called the Tennessee Red, which has a vinegar element to it. And I actually use that to, you know, mix it with some of my sauces sometimes too.
Do either one of you ever just come up with your own sauce?
It's always got some type of somebody else's base. But, yes, I make up my own sauces. Some I'm good, some I'm bad.
Yeah, I like adding a little Rogue Cookers Texas brisket rub. I can't keep enough of those at the house. I use that stuff for everything. I use it on my hard-boiled eggs every morning. I'll sprinkle it on my sandwiches. It just adds so much flavor to everything you got.
You're talking about the brisket.
Yes.
Rub or the Doug's Dust. Yeah, okay.
No, brisket rub and Doug's Dust is my favorite. Yeah, both of them.
When I first started competing, actually, I had my rib recipe was a cherry chipotle. And so I had a cherry chipotle sauce that I used.
Hmm.
Actually, it was from Bon Appetit magazine.
All right, guys. Hey, have a great weekend. You know, barbecue sauces, you know, what do you like? Do you cook with much barbecue sauce? I tell you what I have learned that I love to do, and I know some of you are going to cringe when you say this, but I like to do my sirloin strip steaks. I'll season them up, and I'll cook them, and then right at the end of the cook, I'll put just a little bit of apple habanero. I'll just rub it on there. Let it sit there for about another minute, and then I take it off. And I don't know. I've never had anyone deny that is a good steak.